I've been working with entrepreneurs who are seriously working their ass off, working from early in the morning till late at night, and they don't stop, and they want to make the money, and they feel like that if you don't work all the time, you're not going to create the business or the revenue that you want. You got into this entrepreneur thing because you want to create financial freedom, but you also want to create life freedom. I get it. You need to go to cashflowtoceo.com. I teach simple and proven strategies that work. How to create a rock solid client attraction formula that brings in quality leads. How to provide value the smart way so you can turn cold leads into paying clients faster. I help you learn what kind of value you need to give. How to price your products. How to be confident in selling your products. If this sounds like something that can help you, go to cashflowtoceo.com or click the link in the show notes. I'll see you there.
It's Friday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for the best of Sell or Die.
The best nuggets of sales wisdom every week, all in one place.
A sales slap in the face. A sales refresher.
I feel refreshed.
I can tell. And if you want to go back and listen to the full episodes, we've made it easy. There are links to each of the episodes right in the show notes.
If you love the podcast, if you're a true seller diehard, and you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet,
what are you waiting for?
Seriously, Friday is the best day to do it. It helps us so that we can help you.
It's time for the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, sales grade A red meat. It's time
to sell or die. But I think what you're talking about, the magic moment, is once someone has bought.
Yeah, I'm talking. Yeah, you can do it on the front or the back, but I'm talking about after they become a customer. And here's why I'm talking about that. For every 44 books written on sales and marketing, there's only one on customer success or customer loyalty. So nobody is talking about this. Like, and if they are, it's this weird segment of SaaS companies that's what they're talking about. But most people are, it's all sell or die. I mean, you guys are, it's sell or die. But my thing is, okay, sell, but it's continuing to sell to these people every month,
yes,
all the time.
Let me bust a myth. No one talks about the word loyalty. I was the first one to do it in 1998. They all talk about satisfaction, the biggest fucking bogus word on the planet.
Yeah.
And I talk about it in my seminars, the J.D. Power Company, they give out customer satisfaction awards to airlines, to car companies. Like, what could the category possibly be?
Yeah, that's so good.
So
oh,
there has to be a loyalty company.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that because the Little Book of Loyalty has been on my burner for a long time because we'll send you the customer satisfaction book. It's funny as hell, and it was written 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Literally. And still applicable. Still funny as hell.
And so I know listeners may be listening to this going like, I thought what you did is, you know, recover failed payments, and you're going to tell me that system. But here's what I found is like, nobody cares about that.
Right.
That is solving the problem. We're solving the problem after there's a problem.
Right.
These things are the proactive, helpful things on the front end to get better at your customer base that we've learned listening to these people. And so if somebody's listening, you're like, well, what do y'all do? Then I mean, we could talk about that at some point, but that's not.
We're going to put a link to your company in the show notes for sure.
Worry.
And we'll talk about you when we do our app. But
this
is so valuable. I want to make sure we get to step 3 and 4.
Here we go. Step 3. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So here's what it is we call this the press zero principle. When you call an airline and you hear the automated thing, I know you start just pressing zero, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm screaming, agent.
No, I've heard customer
a rumor.
Service.
I don't know if it's true, but I've heard a rumor that it can detect how loud or angry your voice is. And if you sound very upset, they try to expedite you. So yeah. I'm like standing, hey, Jen!
Yeah.
Slamming down zero.
I love it. So here's the principle here is the longer you delay, the louder they get.
For anyone that would ever say, I feel stuck, that's a tap on the shoulder.
Okay.
I feel stuck. I feel like there's something more I meant to be doing. I feel like I'm just kind of missing the mark. You know, there's something not quite clicking into place where my happiness, my joy, my fulfillment, you know, is involved. It's that sinking feeling like, I don't know if I've quite clicked into my path where I feel on fire and aligned and on purpose and unstoppable and passionate, excited to wake up every morning. So if you've ever described yourself as feeling stuck or I remember asking myself, Jen, is this as good as it gets?
Wow.
I think that was a really main question. Is this as good as it gets? Because I guess I just need to like really get working on my gratitude journal because, you know, something is missing.
So, okay. You start out in finance, rise to the top of the career there, do the same thing in photography, and both times you realize that there's more. Mm-hmm. How do you find out what that more is? I'm assuming that more is maybe your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you determine what your purpose is then?
Oh, wow. Great question. Well, I never used the word purpose when I became a mortgage broker. I was just looking to be successful. And I thought when I'm successful in the traditional sense, I will be happy, you know. Okay. Then I realized that being successful in the traditional sense doesn't actually make me feel fulfilled. And I don't actually love learning and talking about mortgages and interest rates and all that. Personally, it's just not for me. So I thought, okay, well, what could I do that I would love learning more about and talking about and teaching about and getting better at? Oh, well, of course, that would be photography. So one clue could be, was there something that you did want to do when you were younger or something that has been on your mind, but you've been batting it away with, oh, but that's not possible for me, or, oh, I'll be a starving artist, or I'll get my house foreclosed on, or my wife will be upset, or my husband or whoever. All things that I've heard and would even keep me up at night. I didn't start using the word purpose until I was a photographer. And when I got that tap on the shoulder we keep talking about 3 years in, I had a very hard time with this, Jen, because you're right. I looked around at my life. I was living with a very loving, supportive husband. We're still together. I had the condo, the house, had a little sports car. You know, I was successful in the traditional sense at something I love doing. I was being paid to travel the world and take photos. Like, isn't that what you wanted, Jen? Isn't that everything that you ever wanted? And so for 18 months, and I hope I can save someone listening from tormenting themselves and living with the pain that I did for 18 months, which is, what is wrong with you?
Oh.
What is wrong with you that this is not enough for you?
Why do you think that people actually like start talking to someone and then all of a sudden lose their authenticity? And why is it that we have to, I know I'm asking you a lot of questions, but go out of our comfort zone to actually be more authentic? What's your take on that?
Yeah.
I think you've only got one you.
Right.
I think that's different when you're my age or Jeffrey's age. We kind of realize this is all we got. I do think it's harder for younger people because I've always said when you're in your 20s, there's two you. There's two different people. There's weekend you and there's Monday through Friday you. And they're not the same person.
Right.
They're not the same person at all. They are pretending to be somebody they saw at work. they are pretending in many cases, and it's a generalization and there's exceptions, they are pretending that eventually your personalities at home, at work, really need to merge into one. And unless I'm mistaken, Jeffrey Gittimer is pretty much the same all the time.
Yeah, but I'm conversational, and I think it's even how I write. I write like I speak.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
And the challenge for anybody out there is just be yourself. Dale Carnegie said it in 1937 in two books, How to Win Friends and Influence People and How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. That's the underlying thread that runs through both of those books. And if you can't be yourself, who the hell are you? Because I don't want to see two different people.
But also, I think when you're interviewing someone or trying to meet with a prospect, they can feel if you're not yourself. They can feel if you're not being authentic.
They absolutely can. People know that. But I also have to say, being yourself doesn't give you the right to be an asshole. You know, I want everyone to be authentic, to be themselves. But you know what? The reason people like you and I are here is to hopefully help you be the best version of yourself.
Yeah. So, now, politicians notwithstanding, they're all assholes.
Yeah.
Well, we have a really nice former politician on our stream right now, Mr. Michael Silverman.
Oh my God.
And next time he goes through Naples, you have to interview him because he is freaking awesome.
Mayor of Livingston, New Jersey. Well, former mayor of Livingston, New Jersey, and totally authentic fellow. Jen knew him very well from New York City, and in our stumbling conversations, found out that we both went to the same summer camp, be it 15 years apart.
It all started because I allowed him to sell me insurance.
Right. But think about this. You went to the same summer camp as a total stranger.
Is that crazy?
In Manhattan.
And they have like all these rituals and they like,
we
I
text
don't know,
each
they
other.
Have funny texts.
Yeah, camp talk.
Okay, but the takeaway here is he sold to you and you bought from him.
I trust him. I mean, I still buy. If he tells me, if he calls me up, don't do this, Michael, later today and says, Jen, I was thinking about it and you really need this other insurance, I'm going to say, okay.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellerDieNetwork.com.